Gunga Din by Rudyard Kipling, as read and performed by Tom Franks. You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here, and you're sent to penny fights and aldershot it, but when it comes to slaughter, you'll do your work on water, and you'll lick the bloomin' boots of him that's got it. Now in Inge's sunny clime, where I used to spend my time as servant of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I knew was our regimental beastie, Gunga Din. He was Din, 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 you limpin' lump of brick-dust, Gunga Din. Aye, slippery, hithero, water, get it, penny low, you squidgy-nosed old idol, Gunga Din. The uniform he wore was nothing much before, and rather less than half of that behind. For a piece of twisty rag and a goatskin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweatin' troop train lay in a sidin' through the day, where the heat would make your bloomin' eyebrows crawl, we shouted, "Harry, bye," till our throats were bricky dry, then we whopped him 'cause he couldn't serve us all. It was, "Din, Din, Din, you heathen, where the mischief have you been? You put some juldee in it, or I'll marrow you this minute if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Din." He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done, and he didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke or cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut he'd be waitin' 50 paces, right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip with our attack and watch us till the bugles made, "Retire!" And for all his dirty hide, he was white, clear white inside, when he went to tend the wounded under fire. It was Din, 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 with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front file shout, "Hi, ammunition mules and Gunga Din!" I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was chokin' mad with thirst, and the man that spied me first was our good old grinnin', gruntin' Gunga Din. He lifted up my head, and he plugged me where I bled, and he gave me half a pint of water green. It was crawlin', and it stunk, but of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm gratefulest to one from Gunga Din. It was Din, 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 here's a beggar with a bullet through his spleen. He's chawin' up the ground, and he's kickin' all around. For God's sake, get the water, Gunga Din. He carried me away to where a dooley lay, and a bullet come and drilled the beggar clean. He put me safe inside, and just before he died, "I hope you liked your drink," says Gunga Din. So I'll meet him later on at the place where he is gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drink to poor damned souls, and I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Din. Yes, Din, 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 you Lazarusian leather Gunga Din. Though I've belted you and flayed you, by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.